KQEN weather forecast. Today, some areas of morning fog, then cloudy throughout the day with a high near 57 degrees. Tonight, rain and 39 for a low. Tomorrow, there is a chance of showers expected, partly sunny and 48 degrees. Sunday, rain and 47 degrees. And by Monday, partly sunny and 48 degrees in the forecast. 36 degrees now. KQEN news time is 8:33.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Starting off a brand new year, what about laws that might impact you? Changes in Oregon, specifically relating to your vehicle and related things. We have got David House on from the Oregon Department of Transportation in Salem. David, good morning.
Good morning.
So as we start a new year, I know there's some things that are going to be a bit of a change for folks. What can you tell us about?
Well, the first thing you'll see is the next time you get a renewal reminder for your vehicle tags, and actually this may have started as early as November for some folks because it depends on the date that your tags expire, not when you pay. Registration fees are going up. This is the second phase in a three-phase plan to raise funds for Keep Oregon Moving, the biggest transportation investment in Oregon history. It was passed in 2017 by the legislature, and it included increases in fees in 2018 and 2020 and 2024. So this year, for most vehicles, the tags are going to go up about $10 or $20 for every 2 years registration period. But what's different this time is it's going to be based on fuel economy. So in other words, the more efficient your car is, the more you would pay in terms of registration fees. And the reason for that is that the Oregon Constitution requires that people pay their fair share for use and maintenance of the highways. And over the years, we've been moving away from the gas tax as being a fair way to distribute that investment by everyone who uses the highways. So we've been moving toward a system of offering a way to pay by the mile and at the same time adjusting these registration fees to reflect these wider and wider variations of fuel economy among cars. So to give you an example, the most common fuel economy for cars is up to 19 miles per gallon. It'll go from $112 to $122 for 2 years. But if you get in the 20 to 39 mile per gallon range, and that's a lot of cars, that's probably most cars, most passenger cars, it'll go to $132 for every 2 years. But an interesting feature of this new law is that if you have a highly efficient car, like a plug-in hybrid or an electric car that doesn't burn gas at all and doesn't pay anything in fuel tax, those will see much higher increases in registration fees. But there's a new option for people with those highly efficient cars. They'll have a choice. They can pay a full upfront fee for registration, or if they join Orgo, the pay-per-mile program, they'll pay a lower fee for registration, and then they'll pay by the mile. And if you're really scratching your head, what should I do? We have at myorgo.org a calculator where you can input your use, how many miles you drive per month, and the fuel economy of your vehicle. You can get that fuel economy rating from fueleconomy.org. That's the government's EPA fuel economy estimates. So you plug those numbers in, and it may turn out that one way or the other works best for you, gets you the most efficient fees per use for how you drive your car.
So what do you end up doing then? Are you going into an online site and saying, okay, we drove 10,000 miles last year, or how is it monitored?
There are a couple ways to monitor it. You can get a device that you plug into your vehicle, or you can do it through your smartphone. The majority of people are doing it through their smartphones, and some of the mobile communications companies are providing that service, parts of bundle where you can get your car insurance and everything all in one service through a mobile phone app. So there's a couple of ways to do that, to sign up for Orgo.
Interesting. And one of the cars we happen to have is a hybrid, and we were scratching our head a bit about exactly which way to go there as well.
Yeah, the calculator can really help you make that decision. If you have a good idea of how much you drive per year, that's the way to go to see if that's going to work for you.
What about other changes? I know one of the things, somebody here yesterday in our building was talking about a change for stickers for driver's licenses and ID cards.
Yes, that's the other significant change that's taking effect as of Wednesday. Oregon was one of the last three states to require you to put a change of address sticker on your driver license or ID card. So when you move within Oregon, you're required to inform DMV within 30 days. It's really important so that you can get your renewal reminders or you can get any information that you might need from DMV on your driver licensing or your vehicle. So when you update your address with Oregon DMV, we were sending out a sticker that you would stick on your driver license. And we were one of the last states to do that. Most states don't bother doing that. They just update their electronic records. And in fact, in a traffic stop by a patrol officer, they can verify what your current address is. They ask you, what's your current address? Is this current? So we're getting out of that practice, and we're estimating this will save about $500,000 a year in printing and postage costs.
Wow, so that would be a big change there. Also, we talked about it a little yesterday in our news, a change for bicyclists and stop signs.
Oh, yes. So this affects people who are bicycling through stop signs. So, you know, with a bicycle, staying upright, part of that requires staying in motion. It's much easier to balance a bike when you're in motion than when you're holding still. And what this law will allow you to do is it roll through a stop sign without coming to a complete stop, which is what the law requires when you come to a stop sign or a red light, that you first come to a complete stop before you proceed to make a right turn or to go forward or proceed in any other way. Well, this will allow a bicyclist to not come to a complete stop, but you still need to obey all the laws otherwise. So, for example, if you come to a four-way stop, whoever reaches that intersection and stops first may proceed. So the bicyclist doesn't have to come to a complete stop, but they need to yield the right of way if another vehicle coming from another direction has stopped first.
And when this got through the legislature, State Senator Floyd Prezansky had actually been pushing it over a number of sessions as a cyclist himself. It's called the Idaho Stop because they kind of started this practice first, and some other states have adopted it. I know for many people like myself who've ridden with cleats, it's particularly cumbersome to sort of plan ahead to dislodge the cleat so you can actually put your foot on the ground, for instance.
That's right. There are a number of conveniences for this, and we think observing the experience of other states, bicyclists can continue to use this system and be just as safe as if they were obeying the previous version of the law that required you to come to a complete stop.
David House with us from the Oregon Department of Transportation. Anything else people ought to know about changes for 2020?
Well, one minor change is, you'll hardly notice this, but part of this huge Keep Oregon Moving transportation package are incremental increases in the fuels tax. So the gas tax went up by 2 cents. Well, we're still, even at the end of 2024, when we see Oregon fuel tax at 40 cents per gallon, we're still lower than most other states, including Washington and California.
All right, there's a look at some of the changes, some of the things that are going to impact listeners here in the new year. David House out of Salem in the Oregon Department of Transportation. David, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you very much.
841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.